Item 12, presentation of the Byron Brentwood Knightson Union Cemetery District Employer Audit Report.
There was no one there to interview.
Yeah. Were there bodies in all those?
The grounds were really well occupied.
We have grave concerns about this, Jerry.
Trying to get in there.
Hey, that was, that's good. You take that on the road?
No.
Okay. Okay, now for the cemetery district, you have Byron Brentwood Knightson, some of our smaller districts. Trying to build up and work through some of the districts, look at some issues. And you're still going through the methodology that I presented to the board earlier in the year and last fall, and how we're going about use these audits. Just some background, Byron Brentwood does use a paper-based ledger accounting system. Although I was looking at their actual ledger books, it's like, well, here you go, open it up. I don't even know where they're buying them anymore. These are literally from, probably 1950s. So, and it's all like hand ledgers. So, as a system, because they're relying on that as their record, it is something that, periodic checkbacks and information requests might be of interest to the system, because it's a manual process and it's manually transferred from time period to time period throughout the year and from year to year. That being said, going through the period for the district, one of the things that I did find as far as how they were actually using their vacation accruals, and one of the policies that they had actually prohibited the use of the accrual to be converted to cash, which would be consistent, with what they had reported to us. However, going through their ledger system, they were actually using that as a bank where a couple of employees were able to convert to cash in order to pay for reimbursement for use of district property. That's a whole other issue for the district and their board to deal with. As far as ours, one of the things that I wanted to make sure is for those employees and those members and then the retirees is that they didn't have an impact on what they were reporting. So, for instance, if they were receiving that on like their next paycheck as a disbursement, that wasn't being transmitted to us as something that would have been pensionable, because for the district, they didn't have any differentials that that they were transmitting to us beyond the basic compensation that they had disclosed to us. So one of the things I was looking at to make sure that nothing else was being included, that the individuals weren't they weren't collecting a contribution on that, and it wasn't being translated into pension benefit for those that had retired. So going forward, I made that aware, them aware of that within the report, they took that to their board. Their response back was that they would adhere to the policy and ensure that that practice would not be going forward, and that was intimated in the letter that was contained in the report. And then the other thing is because they do have a Pepper member there, and they are a small district, but they do have to follow the rules in order to make sure that their salaries are publicly available and that sort of thing. So that'll be a new practice for them, but they are revisiting their own employee handbook, and they'll be including that in detail, so it would be available for public inspection class going forward. That'll be a follow-up item for a future date to make sure that they provide that back to the system. So in a nutshell, that's a cemetery district. Any questions about that?
I just want to make sure I understood. You said that the additional vacation cash out that they were doing was not reported to us as pensionable?
That's correct. That's one of the things I ensure went back and looked at their transmittal reports, compensation, and actually did a reconciliation back to their ledgers to make sure that what we had, what they transmitted to us, did not include those items in that those pay items.
And how far back were we looking at?
I look back for a 2-year period, going back to, it was 2014 back to 2012. So previous to that, because it's a manual ledger system, we'd actually have to make an information request to them to pull out literally the book and have them replicate that. I think given the dollar amount of value of in the amount of contributions, the number of employees and members and retirees that they've had, the risk of an error for one or two individuals in the past in that light may not be something that I want to actually go back and, you know, the possibility exists, not going to discount that, but given the size of the district and the perceived risk and the amount of financial exposure that may be relevant to that, I don't think it's something that we'd want to actually go back and do an exhaustive look back at their contribution record at that time.
Oh, do they use a payroll service?
No. No, the board actually, someone comes and they sign the checks. Yeah, it's totally old school. Yeah, it was actually kind of refreshing because it's been a long time since I actually sat down and talking back to high school accounting because it was like, the actual ledgers that you did your homework in. I mean, these were the big ledger books. So,
eight column paper.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Something tells me that Ms. Fee was happy to have anyone express any interest in have a visitor.
They're very welcoming and
don't get a lot of visitors.
That's where the cemetery district is. I think while we take a look at when someone does retire, just going back to Denver's point, as someone retires from the district, we'll look at the retirement council do look at their service audit, look at the contributions that have been collected. And if there has been something that just seems out of the ordinary, and it was significant, that might show up. But even in the case of the vacation sales that were used, in comparison to what their actual income that was paid for the year, it was still a very small amount, so a few $100 here and there. I think the largest one was for use of a district vehicle to take a vacation, which was a conference with an add-on vacation where they used the district vehicle, and it was about a little bit $500. Was the largest one.
Question,
Brian.
Was it a hearse?
Hummer hearse. Raleigh, in these reviews, are you also regularly looking at the retirees who are being rehired back to return to work and is that part of the review?
Yes, it is. It's one of the points.
I didn't see it.
In the case of the cemetery district, they either have like a full-time employee or seasonal. In the retirees, they haven't had anybody come back. There was nobody on their roster that was indicated as being a rehire. In the other reports in the other districts that we'll get to, individuals that were rehired, and that's actually something I look at to see what their policy was related to that, what their experience was, how they actually onboard and offboard them, and how they monitor the number of hours.
Right.
Exactly. Any other questions about the cemetery district?
I have a quick question.
Sure.
So when you note down, for example, that you've pointed out that they need to include in their publicly available schedules the base pay for PEPR members, will you then or somebody will come back and check within a few months to make sure that they've complied with that recommendation?
Yes. Based on their letter where they agreed to adhere to the findings, they agreed with the findings. During some acceptable time, for me, I put it on my calendar to follow up in a 3-month time frame to see if they've actually done that or at least made progress to make those available and publish.
I asked you last time, do you have a stick? I mean, what if they just say, no, not doing it, too bad?
Well, that's where, again, if they do in their response that there's a disagreement, between the findings, their interpretation, and my interpretation as far as that data point. That's something that had come back to the board for deliberation, and whether we have to go to council or we actually have to address that in a hearing format. Perhaps that might be something for the audit committee to deliberate, at least do an initial fact-finding, then to present to the board. Those are generally forms for that. But if there is a disagreement between our findings, the findings that we've had in the audit report, and their interpretation or assessment of them, then that I'd come back, report to the board with their written response, and then we'd actually have that discussion. And then if there's something that the board needs to make a determination, we take back to them. And that would be the first step. Beyond them, all the other available remedies and forms for discussion in ultimate, how it's redressed or remedy, they are available beyond that.
So. Do you anticipate any issues?
I can't say at this point. It's going to be based on the findings of each individual audit, and depending on the items that actually are displayed at that point. And then how we go about addressing any that have to be remedied.